You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Daria. Are you currently calling me from a safe location?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get you started here. What's your first name?
Blas Resendez.
Can you spell that for me, please?
B-L-A-S is my first name, last name. R-E, S as in Sam, E, N as in Nancy, D-E-Z.
And your first name, was that a B as in boy?
L as in Larry, A as in Apple, S as in Sam.
Okay. Would you like to receive mobile text updates regarding your service today?
Sure.
Okay, message and data rates may apply. I'm so sorry to confirm it with you one more time. I just want to make sure I'm spelling it correctly because I'm thinking I'm a little confused. What I have for your first name is B-L-A-S or is it just L-A-S?
B as in boy, L-A-S.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you. Sorry about that.
Mm-hmm.
May I have your full contractor policy number, please?
Zero four zero one zero eight double zero eight two zero eight 119.
And the last six digits of the vehicle's VIN number, please.
049226.
And what is the year, make, and model of the vehicle that you're calling me about today?
It is a 2000 Honda Civic.
What color is it?
Red.
And what seems to be the issue with the vehicle today, sir?
Well, somebody tried to break into the vehicle, and they did damage to, I think it's the ignition cylinder, because when you put the key into the ignition, it won't turn over. Sometimes, you know, like when you, because I've had an issue like that similar before, and I sprayed WD-40 into the, you know, where the key goes into the, to start the ignition, but that didn't work. So mm-hmm. I think, you know, because somebody was trying to break into it, they were trying to hotwire it, and they damaged it. So it's gonna need to go to a shop. We need to tow it.
Gotcha. And that Honda Civic, does it sit rather low to the ground?
Does it sit low to the ground? Mm-hmm. I mean, it's not lower. It's just, you know, has the standard, I think it has the stock suspension on it, huh? So it's not lowered. Huh?
Okay. All right. Is the vehicle currently in any sort of parking garage at all?
No.
Will it still shift out of park and into neutral?
Yes. Yeah, it can shift into neutral.
Okay. It is a two-wheel drive vehicle, correct?
That's correct.
And this is not a result to an accident?
No.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's damaged from a, you know, from, they were
gotcha.
Trying to steal it.
And then you have the keys to the vehicle on scene with you?
Yes, I do.
Will you be there whenever the provider gets there?
Yes, I will.
Do you need a ride with the service provider today, or do you?
No, I could just follow them.
Okay.
You know,
the
tow truck.
I gotcha. Are you currently located at your home address, the 12633 Reed Avenue?
Yes, but that's not where the car is, though.
Oh, okay. Where is the vehicle?
The vehicle is at the Highlands apartment complex in Grand Terrace, and I'll give you the address.
Sure, okay.
It is 11750 Mount Vernon Avenue in Grand Terrace, 92313. Grand Terrace, California, 92313.
Grand Terrace, gotcha.
I have a question regarding the towing. How far from where the tow truck driver picks up the car, how far can the vehicle be towed to? I know there's like a limit. Is it like 7 miles or something like that?
It looks like you have a coverage of 100 miles.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, where I want it towed, the shop, I think it's about 5 miles, you know, from where it needs to be picked up. So it's not far. It might even be less than that. Huh?
Okay. Do you have the address of the shop by chance?
Yeah, I do. It's 3655 Placencia Lane, PLACEN, as in Nancy, TIA, Lot 9 in Riverside, California, 92501.
Okay. Is that right beside Brothers Towing of Riverside?
Yes, it is. It is. It's in the same, there's other auto shops and other businesses, but it's, yes, it's in the same,
okay.
I guess, strip where all those lots are. Huh?
Gotcha. What's the name of the place that you're taking it to?
M is in Mark and L, Auto Repair.
And are they expecting the vehicle's arrival today?
Yeah. I talked to them, so.
Okay.
They are expecting it.
Do you know what time they close today?
Either at 5 or 6, I believe. Huh?
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and start reaching out to the service providers today and trying to secure your service. Once I've done that, you will mm-hmm. receive a text message that gives you the provider's name, their phone number, and an estimated time of arrival.
Okay. So they will give me a heads up, like when they're close, I guess, close by.
I can definitely put that in the notes for them to do that. How long would you like it to be before they get there that they call you?
You know what? At least about 15, 20 minutes prior. Huh?
Okay. I can put that right there. Gotcha.
Because I know, like, with that apartment complex, there's two ways to get in, and it could be a little confusing. So, you know, I'm probably going to need to direct in. Yeah.
I gotcha. Yeah. All right. Well, I will definitely, I'll put that in the notes for you. Here we go. All right. I've got it. And so now I'm going to go ahead and start reaching out to them. I'll give them a call. And like I said, once I've got everything dispatched out for you, you'll get that text message letting you know all of the information.
Okay, I have a question too. I mean, that's not something that's going to take hours from now. Like, in other words, it should be between now and maybe the next 2 hours or something like that? Or
it should be.
It
should
be.
I cannot guarantee anything. Mm-hmm. However, we do shoot for ETAs mm-hmm. that are less than 2 hours. We try not to accept things that are over that 2 hour mark. And if we find something, if we find something that is, higher than that, and it's the only thing that we can find, we'll definitely give you a call and get it approved with you before we accept anything like that.
Okay. Yeah, perfect. I appreciate that.
No problem. No problem at all. All right, sir. Is there any other way that I can assist you before I get off the line with you?
No, thank you for taking care of that too. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. Well, I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You
And go ahead. I'm sorry.
can I now, yeah, can I, I'm sorry, can I ask you something before I let you go? Under my policy, are you able to tell me how many toes I have per like policy period?
I don't. I actually don't know the answer to that question.
I
Yeah.
probably have to call and
Yes.
ask for the details on that. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. Not a problem. Well,
Yeah, I unfortunately people ask
okay,
me
this
that
is
all the time, but unfortunately due to security reasons, 'cause we're just a tow truck dispatch, they don't want to put the details of your policy out there.
Yeah, I totally understand. And you know what? I was just asking because the policy is about to expire. The one that I have this month on the my new ones begins on August 23rd. So I would think it would still fall under the old coverage, you know, the one that's about to expire, like that period, more than likely.
Yeah. As of right now, this moment, your benefit covers you for the full tow service today. Now, as far as any like repairs or anything like that, I wouldn't know about that. But as far as the towing,
Yeah,
you're
that's on.
definitely covered.
Yeah, I'm covered. Yeah, that's perfect. Okay, great. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Yeah, no problem. Well, hopefully you'll be getting that text message within the next, I'd say, 20 to 30 minutes, probably sooner than that.
Okay,
If you
perfect.
have any further questions, you can feel free to give us a call back and we can look into your ticket for you.
Okay, great. Thank you. Once
No
again, I really
problem.
appreciate it. I hope you have a nice day.
You too. You too. I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.